Hey everyone, welcome back to AfterBuzz. This is the Bad Girls Club and we have a badass panel for you. Yeah. This is East Coast versus West Coast. Let's get into it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Just a funky beat, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. California knows how to party. California knows how to party. In the city.
Oh,
don't they say Compton Studios?
Oh, they do.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to After Buzz. We're back. Which could be the final
City
season.
City of Compton.
Yeah. Keep it rocking. So this might be the last season of Bad Girls Club.
They always say that every year.
They didn't say
the contract was up, so
yeah, I don't know. I did see an official thing that Oxygen had released saying that this was going to be, or they, in the summer, was going to be their last or something. Mm-hmm. So is this the last season?
Right.
I don't know.
We don't know. Guys, we're going to be able to take calls tonight. You can call us at 424-253-0504. Once again, that's 424-253-0504. So, let's check out our badass panel. So, we have Miss Kayla.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
So, guys, Kayla's birthday was yesterday.
It was. Happy birthday. Double whammy. Oh, my God.
I can't sing.
I don't mean either. I have, like, a horrible voice.
It sounds so beautiful. I love it. Thank you. Thank you.
Did you ever see Britney Spears when she sang Happy Birthday on The Voice? She was, like, carrying a birthday cake in. She was, like, singing it. Because, you know, she doesn't really have a very good voice, but she's a great performer. I love Britney, but she's like,
no.
You gotta look that up. It's just I was like, girl, it makes me feel better because I can't really sing
right
either.
I can't sing for nothing.
So Kayla, how can everybody find you on social media?
You can find me at Back by Popular Demand. That's going to be with 2 K's, and that's going to be my Instagram. If you want to check me out on Twitter, which I have much more followers on my Twitter for some reason, go ahead and check me out on Twitter. That's at BadGirlKC. And yeah.
And we have Miss Camilla.
Hey, how are you?
Yes. How are you doing? So how's Dylan?
Dylan is great. Dylan is actually walking now.
I think I saw a little video.
Yes, she's walking. Yes. She's talking. She's like bossy, you know.
Your mom of the year, by the way. So, because I, you know, don't have kids. Mm-hmm. She doesn't, like, sleep a lot, right?
Well, she sleeps at nighttime through the night. But during the day, she's up now. Her naps last probably 2, almost 3 hours, depending mm-hmm. if she's that tired. But she thinks she's, like, an adult. So mm-hmm. she wants to do everything. She wants to grab everything. She wants to put everything in her mouth. So I have to watch her constantly. So that is a 24/7 job. Mm-hmm. Like, I commend all mothers around the world. Right. Because it's a hard job, you know? And
I can only imagine.
It's fun watching mm-hmm. her grow, but it's a lot of work.
That's crazy.
But great work.
So she's already walking. How old is she?
She'll be 11 months on the 18th.
Yes.
So her birthday is March 18th, and I have something really fun. Maybe girls can come.
Yeah.
It's going to be themed.
So is she a Pisces?
She's a Pisces.
Yes, okay. Pisces.
Because mm-hmm. I'm an Aries, but I'm March 28th.
Oh, cool.
Nice. I'm such an Aries. I think that if I ever do have kids, my first son might be named Aries.
Oh, that's cute.
That actually would be a bomb name, mm-hmm. actually. That's so crazy.
So, how can they find you on social media?
Oh, you can find me on social media at The Real Camilla P. And on Twitter, you can find me, I Am Camilla P. Yeah, boom.
And you can find me everywhere at Kristen Kelly TV. That's just KristenKellyTV. Oh, we have a caller.
Caller.
Hello, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Gino from College Park, Maryland.
Oh, hey, Gino. The Gino Bino show, right? Hey, Gino, how are you doing?
What's up? Yeah, the Gino Bino. You remember? Yeah.
So, Gino, maybe you can help us. So, we actually lost the first 5 minutes of the show. It didn't tape for some reason. Did you watch the first 5 minutes of the show?
I watched the first 5 minutes, except honestly, I missed like the opening fight, and that's the part. I barely made it.
So there was a fight. What
we didn't even see. When they started showing Francesca like entering the house is where we started watching. Mm-hmm. So can you fill us in on anything that happened before that?
I mean, Not really. Like, the biggest part
I've Gino, you are letting me down. I'm like, here comes Gino. He's going to know like, the yes. answer.
I was
Gino.
So late. It's Valentine's Day, you know.
Okay.
Oh, it is Valentine's Day. I forgot about that.
Mm. All right. Okay. Well, Gino, I'm going to have to let you go. Here, so I'm going to have to let you go, but call us back later in the show, okay?
Okay, sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. Bye, Gino. Okay, guys, so we missed the first 5 minutes of the show. So we really need a caller who saw the first 5 minutes of the show. If you saw the first 5 minutes, call us at 424-253-0504 and fill us in.
Yes.
Do we have any callers? No, no callers. Okay, well, the first 5 minutes of the show, we have no idea what happened. But Francesca shows up. That's like when we started. And she gets out. She's the rock and roll Barbie. You know, she's wearing like this really crazy. She looked very Rock of Love. Mm-hmm. You remember that show, Rock of
yeah,
Love?
Yeah, she did.
Very much.
She looked super Rock of Love with like, you know, just the rocker Barbie thing. I really like her. I don't know. Her style is not my style. Like, not my favorite.
Yeah.
But I really liked how nice she was. She seemed like a really cool girl.
She's probably a really sweet girl, but it's probably something that's going to tick her off and she's going to show that side. Right, I don't take her as a fighter. Mm-mm. I take her as trying to calm a situation down before it gets that, you know, heated. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
All the girls were really nice because the second I saw her, I thought, oh, here it comes.
Well, everybody, to mention.
Everybody's going to be like, well, I thought everyone was going to be like really mean to her because of her outfit. I was like, oh, here we go. Like, people are going to say the meanest stuff to her. And not one person mentioned her outfit. So I was like, you know what? Good for these girls. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe they mentioned
it. Or maybe they didn't feel like that was important enough to air. Yeah.
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 What do you think about the new pad, the new mansion?
I like the style. I like it, the loft style where you got the elevator. I think it's a little different from the, you know, normal, typical mansions that they have in the hills.
It's just so weird because it was very the real world. They had like a real world vibe because that was downtown LA.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was like downtown, which is really different from their normal, you know, atmosphere. So
I know, right? Yeah, I was pretty surprised when I saw that. I was like, wow, downtown.
But that's very different. I guess they wanted to find, you know, something to change it up a little bit. I like the little style.
Yeah, I don't know. I was kind of like, so they get to the house. Francesca's like the first one in the house. And they go around. And then we got to 7, okay, because we didn't see the other girls. Sorry, guys. It skipped to 7. What did you guys think about 7?
I like 7. I think 7 is really down to earth, but I take her as a firecracker. Like, don't take no, you know, because she said that she's the queen of ghetto. So she's like ready for it, you know?
Right.
And she already doesn't like what's going on in the household
mic unplugged.
Oh, oh no.
Can you hear me?
I can still hear you.
You can
hear
me?
Yeah.
You can
perfectly
hear me?
Fine. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can't hear anything.
Mic check 1, 2, 1, 2.
I think that she's gonna be a little feisty, right, but she's really
Steve,
cute.
I can't hear you at all, so if you want to say something to them to tell me, because I can't hear anything. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm sorry, continue.
He said he has you on the broadcast
you're good.
Loud and clear.
Oh, okay.
You're good.
All right. Okay. So sorry, what were you saying?
Oh no, I was just saying that I take her as being like a sweet and sour, but you know, a little spice, but also will turn up. She takes me, and she looks like she's down to earth because she's like longboarding, and I look at her like a little tomboy, but she gets jazzy.
Right.
She's cute.
Right.
Yeah. I thought it was funny that they kind of, you know, they had her come in as last, and you could tell, like, they were like, oh, come right up this way. And they were like the back door, you know, they wanted to set her up as the bougie one.
Yeah.
And she was like,
what's going on?
Where is everyone?
Uh-huh.
And it seemed like that she was probably waiting out there for a couple hours.
Yeah.
She had grabbed the cover, everything.
The sun was out and then it set. And I was like, dang, she was patient.
They were
too.
Probably waiting for the girls to sit there and find the elevator. And they never really roamed the house
like
that.
I guess I would have been patient too with snacks and alcohol. I would have been straight. Give me a blunt. Like, I really would have been good.
Well, she said she liked outside activities, but she can't do it.
Did this go on? Thank you.
Do, 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 do.
Oh, Steve. Mm-hmm. Oh, Steve, thank you.
Hey, yeah,
yay! Yeah. Thank you, Steve. All right. Much better. I was like, oh my God, I'm flying blind. So I really liked 7, and I think 7's going to be a fan favorite.
Yes.
Everybody seems to really like her. Mm-hmm. I think she's a super cute girl. She has a really nice attitude.
And she has a nice body. Didn't
she's
see
got
her legs?
A nice body. Mm-hmm. She's athletic. I don't know. I feel like when you're a pretty girl, you know, as the three of us know, clearly, people tend to, you know, judge you. Mm-hmm. And I feel like everybody was kind of judging her, but then they, you know, the keys liked her all of a sudden.
Yeah.
The keys.
The keys.
Keys on Bennett.
Oh, they got the keys.
I thought she was going to, I got the keys, right?
The keys are definitely going to start some trouble.
Yeah, both of them.
They definitely.
They are turned up together.
What do you think about the whole, like, scoreboard and there being challenges they have to do? They're, like, really trying to make this kind of, I feel like, a different show, which I like. I mean, I'm good for new stuff.
I like the bucket list idea. But how do they determine, like, how to really keep up with the points? So it's like every day it's a new scoreboard to where the I kiss you or I kiss you, and then it's 3 points, 3 points, or every night. How does it go? Because then what is it? They want you to just be doing a crazy amount of kissing and sleeping with celebrities and doing all this stuff.
I know, exactly. And that's why I was saying, like, I don't think I would be playing this game if I was in the house.
That's to find out who's stupid or not.
Yeah.
That's what the bucket list game is.
I think so.
Who's going to do a lot on camera so that we can get this footage?
Exactly. That part.
What happened?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
So they do the first kiss. The first kiss happens, which I was like, oh, you know, it's fun. I like that the girls are, like, down to party. There wasn't anybody that was really like a wet blanket in the whole group. But I am definitely interested to see, like, what, you know, what all these points are going to accumulate. Like, what do they get?
Maybe at the end it has some random prize or something. I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it. I think that's just something that they threw in to keep it, like, interesting, switch it up a little bit.
What about the whole Sayori? Am I saying her name right? Sayori?
Sayora.
Sayora and the Susan situation. Oh. So, okay. First of all, it was a little weird because they were like, your best friend. Like, you, how you said that about your best friend. Are you threw your friend under, like, the...
Like, wait a minute, I just met her. Exactly.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. I was like, oh my God, I didn't know she was, you know, like... Mm-hmm. I didn't know these were lifelong friends. It was very strange because we didn't really see them have... I mean, maybe there was some interaction in the first 5 minutes that we missed. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe so. But still doesn't seem like enough time for them to, like, be about it. But either way, they should make their business.
They feel like we meet in the lobby and we're best friends when we walk in the house.
I mean, that's like girls in general.
No, I'm saying, like, girls are like that.
I go to the bathroom and I start talking to somebody and I'm like... We are going to be best friends forever and ever. But I did feel like the whole situation was very strange because why would you tell somebody that you just met? Because she said, I feel like the way she brought up she was married was that she really wanted somebody to know. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that she just wanted the house to know.
But yeah, she was pretty open about how she did bring it up.
Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, I got to call my husband.
Who knows? It could be.
But she just was straight up like, look, this is...
Like, do you think production said to her, like, you have to say that you're married because, like, they wanted that spice in or something?
You could never know what producers, though. You probably could, but never know. Maybe it was a conversation beforehand and it came out like, oh, I'm married and, you know, this, that, and the third. Because if she...
Clearly flowing. Oh my God, thank you guys so much.
I'm so sorry.
I
was just covering it. I was covering that camera with my butt. I'm sorry, guys.
Thank you guys so much. Okay, now we're gonna have cake. I didn't even think of a
wish.
Okay.
Wait, I'm gonna give you. Do you wanna make another wish?
Oh, wow.
I did.
This is for you because it's your damn birthday.
I'm like, that's a birthday cake for real.
Yes. Oh my God. That is so sweet.
Happy birthday.
Oh my god.
Did you even see this? Happy birthday, Kayla. I made the lady do it like perfect. She actually did one cake and I didn't like how she did your name, so I made her redo it.
Oh my god. Thank you so much, Kristen. And
this was
for everybody.
Like,
are we still recording?
Yes.
Oh my god.
My eyelash is still on. Kristen's trying to hello. Do you see this dress that I have on? I have to stay sexy, and she's trying to give me all this cake. Thank you for the cake, so I can have on my day.
Okay, I'm so sorry, guys, that I just blocked the camera. I feel so bad. I hope that you guys got to see Kayla blow out her candles. I posted it on Snapchat, if that helps.
Oh yes. Send me the footage.
Oh, you got it? Good. Yay. All right. So.
Back to business.
So, Susan's married. What do you think about Susan being married?
Being on the
back. Do you want a tissue?
I'm okay.
Can we get a tissue?
I'm okay.
You know, I think. Right. Are you sure? Okay. I was going to say,
you
want
a makeup check?
No, it's okay.
So Kayla had kind of a rough birthday yesterday.
Oh,
so.
That's okay.
Yes.
You are here. So you are blessed, girl.
Oh, wait, try the cake. Guys.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be caught on little tape just eating this cake like that.
What I think about Susan being married is she shouldn't have ran her mouth.
That's what I feel.
She just should have kept it to herself.
I think she wanted people to know after the fact because. But honestly, I think she didn't think that the girl was going to run her mouth either. But I honestly think, too, the girl didn't do it maliciously. I think she was just trying to say, like, damn, she.
Right.
Damn, she's married and she's at the Bad Girls Club. I think it was more of a shock more than to girl, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even though she did do it like that.
Oh, wait. Caller? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Julian from Pueblo, Colorado.
Hi, Julian. How are you doing?
Good, and you?
Good. So, Julian, what do you think about the show so far?
I really kind of liked it. I think it's getting a little bit better than it used to be.
So you like the changes they have, like the upgrades or the changes?
Yeah.
It's really good. Thank you.
All right, Julian. Well, thank you so much for calling. Is there anything else?
I love you, Camila.
Oh, thank you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, Jordan.
Cute. Happy Valentine's Day.
Kisses. All right.
Bye, Jordan. Bye.
Bye.
So, that's okay.
He was shy.
He was shy. It's okay.
Yeah. Chris is like,
I know. Like, I get anxiety. I get anxiety every episode. Like, right before we start, every episode, I'm always like, okay, don't pee.
What's going on now?
Don't pee.
Right.
Don't pee and don't scream anything crazy. Okay. Let's go. I don't know. I felt, first of all, I take marriage as, like, a big commitment, you know? Marriage is, like, a huge commitment.
Right.
But more so because of just the, like, legal stuff, you know? So, to me, I take marriage a really big deal. The way that she kind of explained it didn't really feel... It didn't seem like she really felt like she was married.
No.
I think
it was arranged.
But,
exactly.
Yeah, but she said she was married. That's the thing. Is, like, if you don't feel like you're married,
don't
then...
Say it.
Then
you're not going to... Exactly.
She might be getting a check for being married.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I know that's people that basically. Have done stuff like that before to get them a green card or something.
About that.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I didn't help the immigrant too out. Don't worry,
hey,
child.
Hey, Gino. I'm calling back again.
Hey, Gino. So, Gino, what did you think about when they all went to the club?
When they all went to the club, that's when it seemed like they were, like, trying to all gang up on Sayora. But it's funny because they were doing the same thing they accused Sayora of.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And, like, they threw her under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, by the way, Susan, guess what? I mean, when were they all best friends with Susan themselves? It seems like, oh, yeah, we have your back, Susan. But, I mean, they didn't really.
I know, right? It seemed like they were a month
were
into the house. Like, you just got in here.
With her.
But when Susan gave that guy her number, in my opinion, he was, like, not very attractive. But when she gave that guy her number, all the girls seem to have something to say about that. Did you think that they should care, or it's just none of their business? What do you think?
Yeah, no, I feel like obviously they're just mad that no guys were coming up.
That's what
them.
I was
Otherwise,
thinking.
Otherwise, they would have shown that, right?
Like, yeah.
It was just a jealousy thing. It didn't matter if they were ugly or not. I mean, isn't that the dude that, like, gave her $100? I'm sure they would accept a $100 bill from any guy that gave it to them.
Right.
Yes, I'm accepting.
Right. Okay.
Yes, I'm
my
accepting.
My cell phone bill, $100. You know what I mean? Thank you.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. When Kiara fell down the stairs.
Oh, gosh. But you know what? That had to have been a fun moment. Because when you're drunk and you're like, that was like a fun moment. It wasn't like an embarrassing moment.
Yeah, she wasn't like me on my season, okay? Mine was embarrassing, child.
Did you fall down the stairs?
Drunk, naked? No, we were at the strip club. And I was so nervous because I didn't want to strip on TV. Mm-hmm. And really, I felt like they were kind of forcing me. Mm-hmm. I really felt forced. So my way of dealing with it was getting drunk. Mm. And then I got so drunk that I ended up... no, I actually did before I was drunk. They didn't air that. And then they air me in the back in apparently the champagne room. That's what they want to call it. But it was just the back. It wasn't no champagne room. Wasn't no champagne. And yeah,
it's like a bathroom. They're like Kayla.
I was butthole naked. You could see everything. And Amber was trying to put my clothes back on. But it was when I look back, like at first I was embarrassed. And now I can laugh about it because I can watch it over and over and I just be like, oh my God, I'm so crazy. Like, I love it. Like, it was hilarious.
You know, honestly, it probably helped a lot of girls because even as embarrassing, I think that, I don't know if there's a God, but if there is a God, I think that everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
And maybe to you, that was embarrassing, but that wasn't like, you know, something bad enough for you to kill yourself. Maybe right. There was somebody out there.
I feel like that's just like the best way to look at it after the fact. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day,
you could have helped somebody.
Your embarrassing girls. And that's like how they get raised.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Very true. Mm-hmm. And you probably helped somebody. You know, somebody probably watched that and they were like, you know, I don't know.
I always think
about the good.
I fell downstairs before and I'm embarrassed. Oh. Like 16 graveled stairs.
No.
You know, scratched back, everything. Witnesses in the building. I said, this is going to our grave. Clearly, I was doing things I probably shouldn't have been doing, you know? Mm-hmm. And I thought that something was out there. And I reached out there. And I went tumbling down like Humpty Dumpty.
Oh, my goodness.
But it was a fun moment, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, but I had scars and I went down gravel. Like, not the smooth
A fun
stairs.
Moment that hurts.
Mm-hmm. I was like 16 and dumb.
When I was in high school, because I went to boarding school, you lived, like, at the school. My dorm was across from where the cafeteria was. So everybody is in this big cafeteria that's glass that you can see through. And of course, I'm like, I have to wear heels in winter in Massachusetts.
Oh,
and it's this long ass staircase. And me with my big book bag, I'm going down the stairs. I ate shit and everyone saw. The entire school saw. It was like that moment in Clueless when she falls down the stairs. Everyone's like, are you okay? Oh yeah. My.
Most stairs and moments are like
sweet
fun
Jesus. Heels and stairs are not cute. Well, she wasn't even wearing heels, was she?
No, she wasn't.
She was trying to walk down the stairs drunk.
I thought it was really cute that the other key was like, hey, girl, you okay? Mm-hmm. I like that she's kind of like the mama hen. Mm-hmm.
She a little too on her, but okay.
So the keys stay home and the rest go out. The keys.
Not like trying to be funny. Seriously, guys, like not trying to be. I mean, she knows she big, and it's not like I'm saying she's fat. I'm just saying, you know, big key, little key. Like, what's up, big key?
Big key.
You know,
big key,
I think
key.
She knows that she's big key.
She's cute key too. So.
She knows. She's got real cute face. Mm-hmm. She really knows. So they're at the Hollywood hookah. I thought the girls were having a really good time. I wish they showed them more when they were partying. I feel like they only show if there's any type of drama. If there's drama,
or
they're
some
like,
type
they're
of
like,
action with guys.
Yeah, like what's going on? Yeah. I mean,
I feel like the drama at least this season is a little bit better than the drama from past seasons. Like before, they would be just fighting. I don't know. There was one ridiculous fight where someone had just said like. Oh, I feel good or something, and they thought that she was saying like, oh, I'm better than you bitches or something like that.
Well, they argued over food being in the drawer.
That situation.
Yeah, that was dumb.
That happened.
Okay, Gino. Well, I'm gonna have to let you go, but thank you so much for calling.
It seems like Kiara just wants to.
Everybody follow me on Instagram at the Gino Bino.
The Gino Bino.
All right, bye.
Bye.
I've actually been to Hollywood Hookah. It's fun.
Yeah, I burnt there. I'm not.
So
I
7?
Used to go there before it was popular, like long.
Is it still popular still?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't
go back cracking again.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't go out, and when I did go out, it was fun because of the fun people, but it's just not the same.
Yeah. It's not the same, yeah.
So 7 tells Susan, don't trust anyone. She doesn't say names, but she's like, don't trust anybody.
I like how she did that.
You don't know these girls. Yeah, like I'm liking 7. I'm like, I like all the girls,
yeah,
but I'm liking 7
I like 7
the
most.
So far.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, already.
Don't be trusting anybody.
And she's from the D.C. side. She ain't even from the West Coast.
She's not from the West Coast.
Y'all West Coast girls got to pick it up.
Honestly, I'm not feeling none of the West Coast girls straight up.
Well, I mean, I'm East Coast. I was born in the East Coast, so...
Mm-hmm. Oh, so we know what side you want.
So we on the right side. You don't want no problems. On Valentine's Day, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Get smacked with a heart.
That was cute. So Ciara is kind of like the odd man out at this point. It's very strange how I feel like she really... Okay, you might say, oh, she was talking shit and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But I kind of think what she said was like, if you're sitting with somebody, you just met them, and they're like, oh, yes, I have to call my husband. Oh, are you faithful? No, of course I'm not. Right. I have this guy and I have this. I mean, what she said was kind of some juicy gossip.
Yeah. And yeah. That's why I said it wasn't intentional for her to go out there. It was just kind of like, Pam, this girl is like, got a lot of shit going on, you know?
Like... How do you, does she have multiple phones? Like, how do you became messy though
when she told multiple people. Like, she didn't just tell one person that she was super cool with in the house. Mm-hmm. Like, she went around and told them all.
But are any of them super cool? They just met.
Yeah. She was like, absolutely.
Yeah, she didn't have no shame in that. Absolutely. No question about it. Didn't take a
break.
But
clearly she knew her man was going to watch this show eventually. Or he might not even have nothing to
understand.
He might not watch this show at all.
Mm-hmm. He might not.
Because I know a lot of people that don't watch this and then see me on this and they're like, oh my God, Camila, I had no idea you were on the Bad Girls Club. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, somebody's going to tell him. He must know something. It's like, because she said that it's like their boyfriend and girlfriend. It's not really like they're married. Like, they don't live together.
But they can't live like that because they have to pretend to be married. I mean, they have to be married to even pretend to be dating.
It is just.
That's complicated.
Young people out there, young people, don't do what Susan's doing. Take this as a learning moment.
She married him so he could be legal, and they're working it out. Mm-hmm. Like, don't. He's probably going to school, getting his education.
Be careful. Marriage is, it's a damn big commitment.
Just, yeah, it is.
And like, then he cuts the check.
So you think that that's all it is? You think it's just like...
I mean, from the way she talked about it.
She said it sounds like it's more of a range. Like, okay, can I come out there and you get me out there and I pay you this, this, that, and
Well, then how stupid is she? Because people watch this. It's like...
Well, she said that he's not giving her money.
But maybe we're all wrong.
She's getting money from something.
We shouldn't
something.
Think that just because he's Muslim that he's... An what? Immigrant.
No, I'm not that. I know, that's horrible. But I mean, it is what it is. You know what I mean? So I'm sure it's going to come out eventually. Because they can't seem to let it go for some reason. So
Yeah, everybody's talking about it. And I don't understand why they're all making it their business to be in her business. Yeah, they have nothing else to talk about but Susan. And really,
this whole hour was like it was about Susan. And that was kind of boring for me.
Which is so funny because Susan's such like...
She's cool.
She's just such a laid-back character. And it was funny, it was when they were all yelling in the limo, in like the bus or party bus or whatever, it was almost like she had no idea that anyone was talking about her. She was like, don't talk about my marriage. And they were like, well, she was telling this. And then she was like, what? She started crying. It was like, girl, everybody's been talking about you. Yeah, like what, where have you been? See,
no
she's
clue.
Too busy because she's got too many men to juggle. She, she doesn't know that all these bitches are running their mouths.
Well, see, she probably don't even care. Like, you know, at the end of the day, fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, straight cut and dry, you know?
So Key yells at Sayora about the food in the drawer. Dun dun dun.
You better not have that food in the drawer because that's not where no food in the drawer go.
Oh.
Damn. Compton said that.
Compton right here.
Yeah, she was turned up over the drawer. And then she already was like, okay, I'll move it. Like, I'm cutting my carrot. You know what I mean? Like, give me 5 minutes for real, B. You know, she was like at the trash can, like, okay, I got it. You know, poor girl. She was like pressured to go move something that. I mean,
that
are
was
you going to?
Super petty.
Are you going to put your clothes in right now? Or I mean, come on now. That was super petty.
It was some petty shit. But it was also like, did she bring her own food with her? Like I was like, did she move that?
Well, maybe she's allergic and she has to have her separate food. So that's why she keep it. Or she might live like that where she keeps her. I know people that
put
locks on the refrigerator. Yep. Could you believe? Yep. People live like that?
Yep.
I couldn't believe it. Yep. When I was growing up, like, y'all got a lock on y'all refrigerator? Mm-hmm. This is crazy.
You got a fat cousin?
Put your name on stuff
no, seriously,
in the fridge.
The kids were fat.
You know, it's so, mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, forgive me.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
That is so sad. I was watching The Bachelor.
I know all about it.
You guys watch The Bachelor at all? I was watching The Bachelor.
No, I haven't watched it in a long time.
This poor girl, she was from Russia, and she was talking about how when she was a little girl, she like, didn't have food, so she would eat lipstick. And I just like, as soon as she said that, I was like, God forgive me, because I've been a horrible person for my entire life.
You mean eating lipstick?
This poor child grew up eating lipstick because she didn't have food. And I was like, and here I am thinking like, I got problems. problems. Oh. There are people that have problems.
No, seriously. That's why I wake up every day. Like, you know what, Camila? Your problems are not.
Yeah. Our problems are not problems. That's right. For damn sure. So putting these packets of whatever ramen or whatever the hell, I mean, they look like spices. I don't even
she
know.
She said, who puts rice?
Rice in the drawer. I mean, I've seen people that put rice in drawers, though. Was it a kitchen drawer or a drawer in the bedroom?
Okay, but because of how that layout is, you know, it's like a loft. It looked to me, just from watching, that everything was spread out, kind of maybe on like one floor or something. So the kitchen looked like it was closer to maybe another room or something. So maybe it looked, I mean, it looks like a really small space. Like super small. Mm-hmm. So maybe there was just nowhere to put that, so she put that there, but it's like
it was still petty. There was no reason for her.
Kiara
has a issue and she doesn't want to say what her real issue is. Her issue is something bigger, you just don't like her.
Well, she said that she doesn't like her from the Susan situation, but she's been talking about that for 10 minutes.
No, she just wants to be relevant. She wants to be the star of the
show.
And
she wants to be the head of the West Coast, because she already said, like, oh, both of these bitches represent. And then, like, you said you had her back, but then you talk shit about her, like, oh, Susan, you know, like, she's whack, too. Like, you're not from my city, we ain't hoes, and da-da-da-da, but, like, I'm confused. So you had her back or you didn't?
It's just so funny to me that Susan is like just the star of the episode because Susan really didn't even talk. I know.
She didn't even say anything.
You're right. She didn't. It's like winning a damn.
She was always like, huh? What?
Like, you shouldn't talk about my marriage. And then it turned around to, well, she was telling everybody.
Was and like, Sarah was like, oh my God, you guys turned on me.
Like, really?
It's like a weird, I don't know, it's a weird cast because I actually really like everybody. Do you like, I mean, what do you think about the cast?
The cast is cool. Wait a minute. Oh, okay. We have a caller.
All right, we'll take this caller then. Caller. Hello, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Sanders.
Hi, Sanders.
Hello.
Wait, is this Sanders?
Yes, it is.
Sanders, shut up. You are not calling in my show right now. Shut up. Sanders, okay, so you guys, this is Sanders Kennedy. He is a huge, famous YouTuber, and I absolutely love him. And I met him at IMAX, and I almost died. I like was so afraid to go over to him, and he is so, so sweet. Sanders!
Oh, she's like blushing right now, Sanders.
I know, right? She is.
Now, this is what I think. I think Susan's man might be gay.
Oh. That's a good point.
Never thought about that.
Man, okay.
Why are you gonna, like, what normal person gets on camera is like, oh, my husband doesn't know I cheat, but yeah, I cheat, and I do this, I do that. There's gotta be something in the middle of that that's just off. So maybe he's gay, he needed to get married, to have a beard, and she's like, you know what, I'm tired of this, I'm famous now, I'm gonna do my thing. Maybe she's just setting up to end because she wanted to get out the relationship.
So is a beard, is like that trying to be like covering up that you're gay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody's A-list celebrity.
Oh, wait a minute. Because you don't want to say that you're gay. Like, there's a lot of rappers that are gay.
Yeah, just a lot of players and athletes that are gay, too.
But they don't want to look, like, weak or they don't want to look gay.
So I've been hearing that word, beard, but I was like, oh, whatever.
Wait,
I don't know.
Beard.
So I guess
like a beard, like to hide you, right? Like to hide your face, you wear a beard?
Yeah. It's like, oh, I got a fake wife, I got a fake girlfriend, but on the side, I go hang out with men.
I can see that happening. Well, let me know if you know some people that I know, because I want to know.
Dude, there are so many rappers that you would... There's like... We'll talk. But it's crazy.
We'll talk.
So, Sanders, what do you think about the show so far? What do you think about the season?
Girl, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Seven is so cool. When she got on that longboard, I'm like, I love you now.
I love Seven. Mm-hmm. I think she's package, just everything.
Yeah. That's
she's
why they
beautiful.
Had her come in last.
Yeah, she's
they
beautiful.
Knew
she's
gonna
sweet.
Be the little star.
And she's a star for the right reasons. She's kind of like Rocky. She reminds me of Rocky. Down to earth. You know, like everybody loves Rocky because Rocky was the star without having to be like a mean.
Too much.
Yeah, she wasn't like a bitch.
I feel her. I like her.
Yeah, but I saw I'm gonna call it Big Key. She got dragged. I saw a little piece that she got dragged. I'm like, what the hell? What?
Okay, so that was the opening fight.
So I can't wait. That was like a little like teaser for the next episode, I think. Because I'm like, big mouth, can't fight. I'm sorry.
There was a lot of fighting, but only one replacement.
on making it to the mansion. Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Very interesting.
What is so the other girl's name? The light skin girl. What's her name?
Oh, Francesca?
DeShayla. DeShayla is like, girl, you need to come into the camera because I forgot about you.
DeShayla.
DeShayla, the girl with the corn. Yes. Oh, she's pretty too.
Yes. I forgot to. I'm like, yes, DeShayla, yes, yes. You're like the light skinned girl. I'm like, Francesca, the white girl? I don't know.
DeShayla.
Yeah, I think Francesca needs to like speak up a little bit. I think she might be like a little bit weaker than the other girls. So she needs to put herself out there and have a voice. Not to the point where it's going to start a fight, but just know like, don't come at me.
Just because
I'm blonde or something.
I think that a lot of these girls, I feel like they want to be the peacemaker, which I like because I feel like when my season, I was kind of like that. And I know with your season, Kayla, I feel like you were kind of like the peacemaker too. I feel like you were a little bit of a peacemaker.
I tried. You could tell you wanted a little bit of both,
you didn't want people fighting. And like me with my season, I was like, you know, people don't fight. Yeah, like I feel like a lot of these girls don't want fighting.
Right. I didn't want to fight, and these hoes didn't even like me, and I didn't even understand why. I was like, oh my God, I just want to party.
That's just when it was all about not liking a replacement for no reason. That's she's a replacement. That's she's coming in. Yeah. We don't like her.
You could
no
have
reason.
Bullying back then. You can't have bullying anymore. There's no bullying anymore. There's no fat shaming. There's no slut shaming. You got to be very, you know, politically correct now.
Well, it seems like everybody is coming in, having something that they do, like, as far as career-wise, where their dreams are trying to go, and that's what Oxygen is trying to portray on TV because I see a lot of rappers now. I see a lot of rock stars and a lot of singers.
Oh man, that was so funny when Key was like, she's like, I'm so angry. I'm so angry about the situation with the rice.
Let me call Rice.
I gotta go write in my pad.
But girl, rice, really? It's not even minute rice. It's just like rice.
That could save like, your cell phone. That could save a life.
You are very mad for, you know what? She did what she needed to do. She might have had anger management before too. They said write it out. Writing it out is a therapy for some people.
But she also said that she confronts the issue head on.
You did. You know what? She did say that too.
And she hasn't.
Wow.
She is everywhere.
She's very all over the place with her words.
Like, don't be petty and start a fight over rice. Say what you mean so it doesn't like... Just get to the point.
Well, I think,
but it was funny. It did.
Yeah, I think her main thing was just that she was pissed off about the whole, like, she was so flip-floppy. She was so, like, Susan's evil because Susan has a husband. She's betraying God. And then she's like, oh, what's her name?
Sayora.
Sayora is evil because she's, you know, talking about other people. It's like, Which one? None of it's your business. Calm down.
But that's the thing. Sayora was just, like, having a kiki, having a moment with the girls. Susan never said, don't tell anybody it's a secret. Like, she doesn't owe her any loyalty. Like, I just met you. If you're going to tell me your business and you're going to be on camera, of course, it's going to get out there. So it's only a matter of time before I say something.
And she started crying. And it was funny is that the whole fight in, I mean, I don't even know if you'd really call that a fight, but the whole thing that happened in the limo or the bus, it was so funny when Susan was like, you shouldn't be talking about my relationship. She's like, I thought we were friends. And started crying. I was like, wow, this just got so strange.
Because it's
real
drunk
quick.
Talk. You know how it goes. You get emotional.
Yeah.
That's true.
My friends say every time I get like drunk, and I don't get drunk too often anymore, but they say when I do, me being a Virgo, I like pour out my heart like, I love you guys. Thank you. Thank you always for being there for me. You know?
You're
so like,
sweet.
I love you. I don't know why I get like that, but it's I'm not to strangers though. I just wouldn't pour out my heart to a stranger. But to my girls, I'm like, girl, we've been friends for 20 years.
Maybe it's because you feel it. Because just from like from the outsider's view, I think you are a very strong, beautiful woman. But I feel like you're very strong. Like even the first time I met you, you're intimidating. You're an intimidating like woman. You really are. So maybe you feel like you can't tell your friends, "Oh, I love you so much all the time." So maybe when you get a little, you're like, "I love you."
You're right.
I love you so much.
Yeah, lets down your guard a little bit.
So true. So Sanders, thank you so much for calling. And I can't believe you watched this show.
You made Sanders.
I'm watching, girl. I made sure just to watch. Like, I wanted to watch the show, and I had it on a reminder. I'm like, girl, I'm going to surprise you. Call in. Say hi, Lil. But I'll be watching next week, too.
Oh, I love you. You're so awesome.
Love you, too.
Bye. Okay.
Talk to you later. Bye. Oh, Sanders, really quickly. How can they find you on YouTube? Everybody has to follow Sanders. He has the hottest tea you can imagine. And he's on top of stuff, too. Like, he does his YouTube videos so fast. Like, oh, my God.
What's your YouTube?
You can put in Sanders Kennedy, I pop up. For Twitter and Instagram, it's Just Sands World, JustSands World. That's it right there.
Okay.
Bye, Sanders.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Bye, guys. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Anytime. Bye, guys.
Bye. He's so sweet. He's so nice. So the keys. Next time he comes to LA, what we all
yes.
we should all party.
Let's do it up.
Yeah, I'm down.
Down so, to go to the Abbey.
Mm-hmm. So the keys go crazy about there being ugly guys in the section.
But you have like, no when guys in the section. So at the end of the day, mm-hmm. who cares?
I did
you're at the club to have a good time.
I did understand though what they were saying because you know when you're on a TV show and there's cameras, we've all been there. There's got you know people want to come over and be like, hi, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Because they want. Some camera time, right. So I get that.
But y'all's section was boring, so you need to turn it up and get it popping. Mm-hmm. That's what she was trying to do. I would have been mad if she was twerking. I mean, granted, she's married; she shouldn't be twerking. Whatever you know, she wants to do.
Hey,
what she wants
she
to do.
On let her bad do. Girls club,
right?
Though.
Like, she's let her
gonna,
do. Let her,
she's gonna all, let she, loose. She's clearly,
she's 21 years old. She's a child.
Oh, she has a child.
No, she is a child.
Oh, yeah, she is a child.
She is 21 years old. Why?
Well, nowadays these 21-year-olds are something else than when I was 21 years old.
My God.
Girl. I'm like, dang, y'all were like full, like, were you in full makeup at 21?
No.
Me either.
Not even, nope.
And I was not dressed up.
Like, I tried.
High school students.
I tried.
High school students have drove right. past a, like, high school or like a middle school. Like, girls' weaves are like down to their butts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of
Dylan better not even try
it. Hey, that part.
Speaking of such, guys, I got individual extensions today.
Hey. Yeah, looks really good.
Watch when we get back home. We're going to see a sexy photo pop up on our Instagram.
I'm already, oh my God. So, this morning, Dave surprised me with all these like beautiful roses and stuff. And my first thought was, okay, what underwear am I going to wear? Because I'm going to take the cutest Instagram photo. How sick is that? How sick is that? That I'm like, okay, you know, Tammy, Hembro something. Oh, you guys don't know her. She's got the sickest body. She's so hot. But like every time she posts something, I'm like, I want to copy her. So she posted something where she's like in underwear holding her flowers. And I was like, I'm going to copy this. I'm going to copy you, girl. So when I post that on Instagram later, you guys go like it and you tag it, Tammy. Okay, so they're on the... Oh, wait. We're going to talk about that. The fight in the house. This is kind of like where it ended. So they come home. There's this weird fight that's happening. So who
it
was talking?
With Kiara and Ciara. And then... Kiana feels the need to be Captain Save My Ho. So
she just boom
pushed her, which honestly I didn't feel like it was really that forceful, because if it was Sayara, it would have fell down.
I mean, it was so, like the wind.
I mean, nah.
So did she fall?
I think she might have been drinking
sail.
And she made sure to keep her balance on that. You know, she was like, okay. It was just like a okay.
But honestly, have you guys seen the fights on the Making It's in the Mansion? Old girl Kiara, she gets dragged a couple times. Like, that size is not helping her.
Wait a minute. And this is before they even got into the house?
This is Making It to the Mansion. You know how they show, like, a compilation of all the fights, you know, and chop it down?
Oh, okay.
Did you see it?
Oh, you know, I saw it.
Yeah, I gotta catch up on it.
But, I honestly saw it at, like, 3 a.m. Because I was having anxiety about getting up early for my hair appointment, getting here, and all that. I don't take Ambien normally. I had to take an Ambien, so I was, like, kind of half... I was, like, half in the bag watching Making It to the Mansion.
Maybe I need something to take for my anxiety, because, woo, it's been running high, Lord Jesus.
Sleepy time tea. Do you get sleepy time tea?
Ooh.
Girl, okay. I'll bring you some next time.
Oh.
Sleepy
God.
Time tea is the best. You go, I learned about it on Bad Girls Club. On my season of Bad Girls Club,
really?
Sleepy time tea. It's this tea that you take when you want to go to the bed. And it has a bear who's sleeping on it. And this girl on my season, actually Kaylee, this girl who I fought, she brought it. And when she left, we all were like touching all of her stuff. We're like, ha ha ha. And Brandy and I were drinking it. And we're like, damn.
Like, is
this
really
is
working?
Good.
Does it work and put you to sleep?
It makes you feel a little high, to be honest. It makes you like, it gives you that nice, like, that nice, oh, I want to go to bed and have good dreams.
Ooh, okay.
Good dreams are nice.
So that's about.
Well, okay, this is how I feel about the fight. I feel like I'm sorry, I'm butchering your name.
Sayora.
Sorry, guys, first episode. So I felt like she had every right to run up. It wasn't like she was running up to beat somebody. She was running, and it wasn't like she was like
running to this.
Yeah, and she was making a lot of noise. It wasn't like she, you know, it wasn't like she was like, just I'm gonna come up, and, you know, like Candy in last season with the whole.
Like she knew she was coming.
Yeah, she knew she was coming. She didn't run up on anybody. Like you ran up, and you ran up. I'm gonna protect my friend. It's like, well, okay, she was making noise. You're in a very open space, scream talking about her. Mm-hmm. If I'm in my bed and someone's scream talking about me, of course I'm going to be like, what are you talking about?
But then again, if you're charging in somewhere and a person feels like, you know, you're going to protect yourself, like, boom. Good thing she didn't stop the girl.
But she still didn't need to protect.
I mean, I wouldn't have protected her for her, you know, but she feels like they best friends. So, once again, they think they best friends, but they...
I don't know how they do that coming into the house. Like, I wanted me and Tiffany to be friends, but I definitely didn't think we were best friends immediately walking into that house. Not at all.
Tiffany's such a bougie person. I find her so funny because when I went to Vegas with her one time, she brought like every pair of nice shoes, every nice bag. She brought, we were there for like four
days.
She brought all these like really expensive and then like lined them up. Like,
that's
like
how she did exactly on the show.
No, but then she's on social media like today is a great day. Give everyone you know a hug. Like everything is like some Buddhist quote or something. I'm like, girl, shut up. You are not are not an inspirational speaker.
That
no
part.
One cares.
That part.
Like, spend a little bit less on purses, a little bit more to charity. Like, it's too much.
Mm-hmm. You know she gonna go do a charity if she sees this and knows you said that.
Oh my God, no. I have no interest in that girl. She's like, she's not relevant in my life at all. So, are there any more callers? Do we have any more callers? Okay, guys, we have like 6 more minutes. So, if you want to call, give us a call at 424-253-0504. Once again, that's 424-253-0504. Oh, and Alex will not be calling tonight. I already talked to him, and he was having some like family stuff, so he was not able to call. So if you guys are like, where's Alex? But yeah, once again, 424-253-0504. So what does everybody think about the season so far?
I'm like, yes, go.
Okay. My opinions on the season, I like the girls. I like the different selection and personalities. I feel like I just don't like the petty drama, but I mean, you have to have TV drama and you won't get ratings. So I like that. I wish the West Coast was a little bit more popping.
West Coast?
Yeah, I wish it was a little bit more popping. I ain't even gonna lie. No shade to y'all, but I just feel like I could have, you know what, Maria? Can you hire me on for the casting director next time? Because I will help you with the selection.
That part.
Oh, we have a caller.
Hello, what is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Steven. I'm calling from Queens, New York.
Hi, Steven.
East Coast.
Steven, do you think the East Coast was properly represented in this?
No, because the New York girl's getting slammed every bite, so no. Everything.
I can see that. What do you think about the season so far? Who are your favorites and who are your like most unfavorite cast member at the moment?
Well, right now, I really like Soyora and what's the girl named Seven.
Mm-hmm.
The two S's.
Yeah, I think Seven's
the girl from Compton, No Shade Kayla, she's a bully.
Oh no, no shade to me, honey. I don't like her already. So I mean,
like Kayla and her are best friends.
Yeah, no, I don't even know her. So she's no friend of mine.
Ciara was messy for bringing up Susan's stuff, but it's the Bad Girls Club. Don't bring it up that you don't want brought back up in your face.
Yeah,
but was she messy? Do you think that she was messy? Because I don't think that
I don't think she was being.
Yeah,
messy.
I don't think she was like, you know, it wasn't like she got drunk and then was like, hey, look, let me tell you about the secret. It wasn't like she brought somebody to a corner and was like, let me tell you a secret. She was just saying facts that she just heard.
Right. Facts.
But she didn't get Susan the opportunity to tell herself. She went ahead and told for Susan. Had Susan said it willingly to everybody, then I guess. But I don't like how the Compton girl was like, I didn't talk about you when she did. Like,
yeah, and she did. So she's not true right to now. Compton because we keep it real, honey, and you ain't keeping it real already. Let's keep that real.
Kayla just threw
shot.
I mean, she's kind of being, I'm not going to call her a hoe because she's a woman, but she's being unfaithful.
I know, right?
It doesn't matter if you're married and you're still dealing with the person, you shouldn't be dealing with nobody else but that person you're dealing with.
And she's dealing with everybody. It wasn't just the she's dealing with everybody and their like dad and their best friend. She's like, I got this guy that pays for this, this guy that does this, this guy this. I sleep with this guy, and then she's getting guys' numbers. I mean,
so the marriage definitely, if she's already strategic about all the other ones, I think the marriage is definitely a strategic move too.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think
I like Susan because
I like Susan. She seems to turn up.
Yeah.
Do you think that she might have low self esteem? Like, do you think that could be an issue for all of these men that she's like trying to fill a void?
Look, she said she was on her own since 18, so you never know what she has been through to make her the way she is. Exactly. That has to go out and get what she needs to do to get her bills paid. You know what I mean? Yeah. So if she's been on her own since 18,
but at the end of the day, she's a woman. She can do what she wants.
Exactly.
But the way she's representing herself is just not ladylike.
I mean, yeah.
Well, then she could be looking for a great storyline, and then look at what we're doing right now. We're talking about her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
exactly.
She's probably like, I'm going on there. I'm gonna say this, and then she's probably gonna come out afterwards and be like, I was never married.
We talking about this, and it won't
so
even
she
be
might
true.
Not even really be married at the end of the day. She might part. This might be just something to get everybody to get riled up in the house and to see who's gonna buck first. You know, I kind of think.
Well, as you can see, she's no punk because she fought the biggest girl and won, so she's not a punk. Right. Very true. So, okay.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
Yes. Thank you.
Bye. All right, guys. We have one more caller. Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from? Oh, that was the last caller.
Oh.
Okay, we have one more caller. His name is Steve. Steve is calling from the control room.
Hey, what's up, ladies? Happy birthday, Kayla.
Thank you so much. You guys surprised me.
I'm so happy that, like...
I was so shocked.
Girl.
I mean, it's like I was expecting it, but it was like I was not ready at that moment.
I was not expecting nothing.
So when I came in, by the way, I was so like, guys, I just got eye surgery, so this is my first time driving, and the traffic is crazy for Valentine's Day. So I was so scared because I'm driving. I'm like, I didn't want the cake to like smash into anything. Aww. So I'm like driving so slow. I get here. I'm like, if I drop it, I'm going to be so mad. I'm like, if this happens, if that happens. Then I texted them. I was like, hey, are you guys there yet? Because I didn't want Kayla to be here.
I wasn't, so it worked out perfect.
In the control room, we were like, okay, do we have like a secret word? I'm like, well, what secret word am I gonna say? Like, oh, jelly beans or something. And then they bring the cake in. So
I had no clue.
But AfterBuzz, AfterBuzz is great.
Yes, they are.
Thank you
amazing.
Guys so much. AfterBuzz is great. I really appreciate it.
It's a wonderful family up in here. Yes. All right, so final thoughts?
Final thoughts. I think it's gonna get a little juicy next time.
Yes.
And who is gonna get have a fight?
Sayora and everybody?
And Big Key.
Big Key.
Yes, but we already
can we just call them that? Big Key and Little
Key?
Key?
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to say that because I'm not doing the KK thing.
Big Key and Little Key are going to fight soon, too, though. I can already tell that. I think I saw like a little snippet of a clip of where she was arguing with her.
I shouldn't have taken that Ambien and watched them making it to the mansion because I feel like I didn't
even
get
it. Well, it was a lot of drama and a lot of kicks and fights. Seven even gets in a fight. It's a lot. Like, it's going down.
But how is it that there's only one replacement?
Because they probably just... When we were getting in fights, they didn't kick us out to like the third fight.
Right.
So it's like...
it took a lot.
It took a while for them to... It's not like, oh, you punch a fight and then they, you know... So producers do what they want.
I think
and
it's
maybe
the production.
If it is the last
like,
season.
Yeah, and maybe this is the last season. We don't know.
Letting...
All right. So, Kayla, how can everybody find you on social media?
At BadGirlKC. That's going to be my Twitter. And then you can find me on Instagram. That's going to be Back by Popular Demand. And that's with 2Ks, y'all. 2Ks.
And you can find me on Instagram at TheRealCamilaP, on Twitter at IamCamilaP.
You can find me everywhere at Kristen Kelly TV. Please go subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'm going to leave a comment underneath so you can go follow me. I just put up a new video yesterday. I've actually been posting a video a day, so maybe I'll continue on this.
Yay.
All right. Bye, guys. We'll see you later. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.